Our Saturday six selections for this week are cross at the board, really, at the Curra. We have runners at Newbury and at Ayr, the Scottish Grand National meeting. Our first selection, though, goes in the High Tech Equine Ultra Handicap at 2:45 at the Curra over a mile. A big field here. This is kind of reminiscent of the Irish Lincoln that opened the season. A couple of these ran in that contest. Crystal Black was a winner at Galway last year and landed a bit of a touch at the Curra also for the Keens. Colin Keane now riding for his dad, Jerry. Keep an eye on Prolangan from the Tony Martin yard. A step up and trip, this one will certainly pick up. Was running well over hurdles at Down Royal recently when tipping up, brought down actually the second last or knocked over. But the one for me here is Casanova, fourth to Chasselme in the aforementioned Irish Lincoln, having been prominent throughout. The view I have of this Curra this weekend, you'll need to be prominent. It'll be quite testing ground, but that's no problem to Casanova. And Adam Caffrey is good value for his £5 claim. Second selection goes in the alleged stake sponsored by the Tota Group 3 contest. This card was to be run 2 weeks ago, but it was rained off. Greenland would interest me, raced predominantly in France last year for the O'Brien team, but it'd probably need a run. David Egan comes over to ride Crystal Force for Adrian Murray and of course MO Racing, but I like White Birch down at the bottom. Third to Auguste Rodin in the Epsom Derby last year, had been second to the Foxes in the Dante, was twice beaten by Adelaide River last season also. Best left alone at the end of the season. A tough enough season for a 3-year-old. John Joe Murphy's charged the mount of Colin Keane. I think might just get home in front here as number 10 White Birch. Third selection goes in the opening contest at Ayr. It's the Premier Scotty Brand Handicap Chase over 2.5 miles a furlong. A tight field here of six. Willie Mullinson's over Uncle Phil, one of a plethora of Mullins train runners at Ayr. But I like the chance of the bottom one, Persian Time, who beat Soul Icon last time out at Kempton. This was the Saturday after the Cheltenham Festival, when Nicky Henderson withdrew most of his horses at Cheltenham, and those that did run didn't run too well, but yet this horse was able to win that weekend. Look, he may not have been in the same area of the yard to contact that sickness, but he's pulled up effort behind just Ginny's Destiny. Ignore that. It was reported he had lost a shoe halfway through the race, and prior to that, beat Hom Publique in a good enough contest at Ascot. His initial chasing out in this year was with second to Jello, a good enough yardstick at Newbury, and I really like the chances of Persian Time in this opener. The fourth selection goes in the Scottish National itself at 3:35. Look, there's a field of 26. Willie's well represented. I'm intrigued by We'll Have One down at the bottom, but Mr. Incredible is the one I want to be with his son Patrick aboard in the colours of Justin Carty, well-known former bookmaker and now part of the McManus team. And Paul Byrne is also involved in this horse. It made a seasonal reappearance when second to Beauport in the Midlands National. That was just after Cheltenham, the Saturday after Cheltenham, as we know. Hadn't been seen since, when tipped up late last season in the Bet365, I think it was. It had been third to Angel's Dawn in the Irish Grand National, actually. To be third to Angel's Dawn in the Kim Muir win, ridden by the pilot, same as today, Patrick Mullins. His effort at the Grand National was got as far as the chair. He was more or less knocked over. Now, the standing start didn't suit him. This fella needs to get into a rhythm, but he can sulk. But I think Patrick is shrewd enough, and there'll be very little dead weight in the saddle. He carried 11.9, and Patrick's doing normally about 11.3, 11.4. I think that could be vitally. A fair bit of weight to it, give away to the likes of Clark Kent and Whacker Clan down the bottom, who was interested. But I think Mr. Incredible can score. Fifth selection goes in the opener, the Dubai Duty Free Finest Surprise Stakes at Newbury. And this is number 4, Arrest, the John and Thady Gosden yard, the mount of Kieran Schulmark. Was second to Continuous when last we've seen him in the Ledger last year. But prior to that, had won the Chester Vaz and also won the St. Simon Stakes in good style at this track. You can forgive him the Derby run, just didn't act on the track, was never really involved, and the run in the at Royal Ascot as well as another you can ignore. But I just think this horse, with a bit of ease underfoot, is a decent animal. Gosden is fair shrewd, Kieran Schumacher aboard. sets him off in a race here, Group 3, that I think he can progress from, and will do for me, number 4, Arrest. The final selection of the 6th, a bit of an each way shout here for number 12, Terwada, in the Newbury Spring Cup at 3:15. There's plenty of these, again, like all these handicaps can be given chances. I was betwixt in between. I liked the chances of 2 or 3 of them in the contest, to be quite honest. I thought toward the top, maybe Radeborg, the top weight, could go well for Will Buick and George Bury, whilst others to consider would be likes of Goodwin Son for Willie Haggis's yard. He could very well be a wolf in sheep's clothing. He only has 3 public runs. But Terwada has been gelded since we last seen him. Went well down the field behind Astro King and company in the Cambridgeshire, when he led the standside field for the majority of the contest. He beat the gatekeeper in good style at Newmarket last season on the July course, and was then interfered with 2 furlongs out in a good race where he ran well enough behind Ropey Guest at the York Ebor meeting. He was running well. He'd have been definitely placed in that if he wasn't taken with interference, but I liked the way he beat the gatekeeper and went away. There's a chance this fella could get loose down the stand side and stall 21. I think he's got a big chance. Kieran Schumark booked for Ed Walker, and that's the final selection for me, Terwada. But the nap of the lot for me goes in the opener at Newbury. I think Arrest could progress to be a decent 4-year-old this season, and he's the nap for me at around about 6-4. Number 4, Arrest, in the 1:30 at Newbury.